grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Dad, chat, do it, man. Cannabis. Talking about weed, Dad.
Yeah. It's just after 4:20 on a Thursday, the time of the week when we invite Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store up on K Road into the BFM studio to talk about cannabis law reform, because we have some archaic laws in New Zealand and they need to be changed.
Preach, John.
Sure do. Oh, thank you very much for having me. And good afternoon.
How's it going, mate?
Very well, very well. It's all happening up on K Road. Well, I'd love to say that. It's a little bit quiet, to be honest, but it's culturally day, right?
Isn't there a big party going down on Saturday?
There is. I think everyone's, you know, preparing themselves. Mm. Saturday is like the rebirth. Te karanga ahapi is the name, and everything's open late and all got things going on, and every shop and business on K Road, they're all joining in. So it should be good.
You'll be at the Hemp Store telling people where they can purchase CBD from.
Well, that's what we do all day, yes, and guiding people through the law and how they need to go talk to their doctor and educate their doctor, perhaps.
Do you have a confidential list of green fairies?
That's
sorry,
confidential.
Mate, that's a tough question, isn't it?
Confidential, mate.
See,
confidential.
What's the Calendar Girls doing?
Just go to Instagram.
Are you going to have a big party at their place? Or? I know they asked our band to play there one time when we were jamming outside the Hemp Store. The dude was like, you can play at our joint anytime. I was like, okay. Are they doing anything for the big party on Saturday?
I do not know.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway, what have we got going is... let me think. What is it? Well, guess the joints in the jar. That's a goodie.
Oh, wow. Mm.
That's a great one.
When
there's
all the joints?
Our little version of that old favourite. Guess the joints in the jar.
You'll
are they big? Are they small?
You'll get an email
tell.
From the KBA going, they're not, are they real, the joints that you're rolling over there?
Can't confirm. That's confidential, in fact.
That's fair.
Free gift with every purchase.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
There you go. That's a good standby. Mm. And at 4:20, without, again, saying too much more about confidential matters, but there will be a ceremony at 4:20.
Holy shit.
On Saturday at the Hemp Store.
Okay. Sounds combustible. I like it.
It's confidential.
Jesus, got anything you can talk about?
Now, Chris, you... you unpack the news of the week for us here on this segment. What's been happening in the world and in New Zealand?
Quite a bit this week. There was a story, we just talked about it, the difficulties of getting CBD and things. Stuff did another good story. It fixed me, so why can't I get CBD from my GP?
Zoink.
That's what you want to Google if you want to find that one. And it's a very good coverage of what patients are going through and how actually they find it for a hell of a lot cheaper on the illicit market. Mm. Is one of the people there saying, well, you could be paying your $500 to $1,000 a month for one of the legal products, the few that are available, or this person in this article, $120 a month from their green fairy. And it's a bit of a no-brainer, really. Which is a bit of a shame, because there's the potential there that legal products could be just as cheap and of course, all tested and everything, but... It's not quite there yet, but I'm hearing there's progress happening, and we may be imminent. We may be at an imminent position where perhaps some new products, maybe even flower, might be about to be approved. Mm. I know that there's one patient is about to have received the very first legal cannabis flower in New Zealand
from a local provider.
This is imported one, but it's under a special dispensation, so it's not under the medical cannabis scheme, but as the principle goes, for to get some to the first patient, it's either about to happen or it's just happened. Very cool.
What does that look like, that bud?
This is shishka berry, and I believe it's 15.7% THC, I believe.
I guess what I'm saying is, does it come like all squeezed and packed, or does it come like how do you travel a bud like that to keep it like in mint condition?
Well, the European Pharmacopeia has some rules around exactly how you can have that packaged, and it has to follow that.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
one
of the things.
But would it be all smushed, like a 50 bag you sit on kind of thing?
Generally not.
Okay.
No.
Good.
Hopefully. Whew. You never know till you see it, right?
I'm sure they'll be grateful no matter what, though, really, at that point.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of which, there was a study published this week, speaking of green fairies, and this was some scientists at ESR, Environmental Science and Research, who are former DSIR, for their older listeners, the government testing agency, right? They do all the testing for the police and things, forensic testing and things. And they did a, well, have just published this study where they collected 100 illicit samples from green fairies around New Zealand.
Wow.
And analysed them.
100 is a reasonable
decent.
Sample size.
Yeah, it didn't cover the full... my suspicion from reading it is a fairly small selection of actual green fairies, because the method or the things they were in were not a wide variety of products.
Okay.
I mean, for example, there was no wax or BHO, or, you know, there were just kind of whole categories that just didn't seem to be in this. But anyway, it did have lots of edibles and oils and vape juices and things like that. And one of the interesting things, they were all active, they all had things in them, but they didn't necessarily have what people thought. They had quite a wide variety of compositions, I guess. Mm-hmm. Some of the ones that were thought to be CBD did have THC in them. But still, for me, the real take home there was that these green fairies are doing their best in a system that doesn't let them have it tested. And here where they have their first access, and they go, ha ha, we'll publish that for everyone to see. But, why not make that testing available on an everyday basis and let the green fairies and the patients even who are getting them have access to it. We have the pill testing, right? We have Know Your Stuff doing that.
Yep.
Let's widen that to the cannabinoid products.
Do they discuss their methods of making these products?
Yeah, I was just thinking about the technique. Or, yeah. Is there an open forum on the best practice?
Oh, geez. Right into the how to make it.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
No, because these guys were taking samples, so it wasn't a study about how to make it, but they did have a bit of a breakdown of, as I said, the categories. This is in olive oil, this ones are in hemp oil, these ones are in coconut. There was that kind of thing, but not how they're making it as such.
So but what's amazing, I guess, is that these products are getting made, and obviously not a shabby standard, and there's obviously a community of people talking to each other to get this stuff done, or they're doing the research, you know, and they're coming up with pretty decent stuff that is actually fucking helping people. So.
That's right. And even though we could say, oh, it's not quite what they think it is necessarily in terms of the strength or the composition, but to an extent, it comes down to a little bit of trial and error with patients starting a new product. Starting low, going slow, you know, it's your guiding principle. Start with like a fraction of the dose of what anyone's telling you, and wait longer than what anyone's telling you, and start low, go slow. That's what they mean. It's literally the official advice in Canada from their government to cannabis consumers.
Yeah, that's good advice. Definitely, especially.
If you do that, then you can work out, well, this one's helping or this one isn't, you know. But if you go full on in that, then it could go wrong.
Change your perspective on shit if you're eating it. Hoo-wee!
Yeah.
That can be a good thing, but...
Speaking of other data and hard facts, we had the Herald this week, hidden behind a paywall, unfortunately. Regions where the police are most and least likely to charge drug users. Good on the Herald for going after these all this data and facts. They've been doing quite a bit of it, of chasing after the police about how this discretion is actually being enforced.
Right.
And of course, what they've been finding to date is they're continuing to be discriminatory. That's their discretion.
Okay.
The discretion to discriminate. And of course, here we have the latest. This is from the first 4 months of the year, so this is very recent data.
Right.
And what we're finding is that it varies. So this is of the people the police come into contact with, who are they actually charging and putting before the court? And remember what that law change said is don't do it unless there's a public health interest, right?
Yeah.
And here we have Auckland City and the East Cape, Auckland City, 30% of people are being charged and prosecuted. East Cape, 38%. Incredible, right?
Wow.
And then you go all the way down at the other end, Tasman, and Waitemata, which is West Auckland and the North Shore, both on 7%, right? Like, in terms of that gulf, 7%, right? You've got a very tiny chance of being prosecuted if you're out west.
Right.
But if you're on the East Cape, you've got almost 50% chance. You know?
And do they get these statistics from the police? Do the police know this? Will they adjust accordingly?
You'd like to think so, right? But this is the first once of the year. This is after the police's, the Herald had already dug up the data from last year and the year before, showing that they were continuing to discriminate.
Is
and they've
better?
Already run that in lots of Herald articles. Mm. So the police are aware.
Right.
And of course, their response is, we'll do better. Surely that's unconscious. We're not trying to do it. And here we are, first 4 months of the year, and it's still happening.
Is anyone telling the police to chill out? Or are they...
Every fucking time I see them, John.
That'd be good, eh? But partly what discretion really needs is guidance.
Hey,
you know?
Man,
and
chill
what
out.
The top brass of the police need to actually send some guidance to the beat cops and say, this is what this discretion means. Because they haven't done that, from what we can tell. So it's down to every individual cop based on where they are and what their prejudices are. And they need to actually have some guidance and say, well, if it's under 10 grams or if it's under 5, whatever it is, pick a number and just say that to all the cops.
Right. Give them a baseline. I was actually just thinking, is there a room for cannabis to just be a thing that exists, not illegal, not legal, and we just carry on. Kind of like Carver.
Yeah, like,
you know
cosmetic.
What I mean? Like, I feel like Carver, yep. Carver just sits right. in a weird zone where you don't know what, you know.
I tell you what, you're very,
yeah, right? Like,
that's right, it's very, very cunning there, because you've got the Medicines Act, which covers therapeutic use. You've got the Misuse of Drugs Act, of course.
Mm, mm.
And you've got the Food Act covering foods and all these other sorts of acts, but cosmetics seem to be this area that, surprisingly, things seem to fall between the cracks in other jurisdictions overseas. And I'm certainly aware that here there's a little bit of that too, and perhaps because it's all very low.
Everything you put on your skin gets absorbed.
Priority, isn't it? No. Yeah, well, like a holy anointing oil, for example, like the tiger drops. If you want to go down to the Greyland Market, get yourself some tiger drops.
Right on, right on.
The holy anointing oil, it's not to be eaten or ingested. This is just a bodily use, cosmetic use.
Dot, dot, dot. Okay.
A souvenir for your novelty use, shall we say.
I feel like we found a hack. Should have asked that question ages ago.
Should have. Off air too. No, on air. People need to know these things.
Oh, brilliant. Hey, Chris, we'll see you up at the Hemp Store, I guess, on Saturday, unless you got something else.
I just want to end the week on a couple of good news stories. Mm. One is that country full of just weird, weird stuff at the government level. There's a lot of them, I guess, but I'm thinking of Brazil. They've actually done some really, really good thing.
Mm.
This bill has gone through, or it's gone first way through. It's still got to get a couple of more stages to legalize in Brazil cannabis for medicinal,
awesome,
veterinary, scientific, and industrial purposes. So not for personal use, but for everything else.
They've had a shock in COVID, so maybe it's... I feel like if we had a way worse COVID, maybe they would give us the weed. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And don't forget the animals. So it's good that they haven't forgotten them, because, but also, better news even, Connecticut. We think of Connecticut every day. Connecticut has legalized today. Very special day. And that makes every state on the east coast of America, bar two, is now legal.
They're falling like dominoes.
Well done. Well done. And their scheme is pretty cool too. A little bit like what our one would have been.
God damn it.
But going further than our one, previous lower-level cannabis records will be expunged. Hey. Of course, that was one of the missing things of our referendum, but they're going to wipe people's records, and the $100 million that they expect to collect in tax, they're going to put into a social equity and innovation fund to promote a diverse cannabis industry and reinvest in hard-hit communities. I mean, how good is that?
It's hard to admit you're wrong, especially if you're a government, but really appreciate them doing that over there.
Yeah, right on.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you. See you Saturday.
What's the secret gift that you get when you buy something in the Hemp Store?
Confidential.
Okay.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a